Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Can an adult order off of the kids menu? Can an adult order off the kids menu? Call us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can text us at that number as well. Why are we bringing this up? This is a very old debate. Well, it's because it's been resurfaced due to a TikTok video that went viral and now has millions of views. And it was a woman who was staying at a hotel and she ordered a pizza, cheese pizza, off of the kids' menu. When the pizza was delivered to her room, the person said, "Where's the kid?" And she said, "What do you mean?" And they were like, this is off the kids' menu. And refused to give it to her because it was for her. Because she's like, it's for me. He's like, that's not acceptable. Got the manager involved. Manager backed up the employee. And it isn't like TikTok BS, because she started recording once the manager got involved and also showed up to the room. They would not let her order a cheese pizza off of the kids' menu. How do you feel about this? 916-909-1065. Text messages already coming in. Some of them, I love this one. Yes, adults should be able to order off the kids' menu. I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
Basically, I don't understand this. Why are you forced to order more food than you actually need or want?
Because those are the portions on the menu for grown-ups.
According to who?
The restaurant.
It's a waste of food.
Okay.
And what difference does it matter whose mouth that food, the kids' menu food, goes into? In all reality, what difference does that make?
It matters to the restaurant.
Tell me why.
Why should restaurants be the only exception where you can still order off of the kids' price? Okay. Why can't an adult buy a kid's ticket to Disneyland? Why can't an adult sit on another adult's lap for a flight?
The ticket for an amusement park, I mean, you might have gotten me there.
Or a movie, or a show. Your same eyes, same brain. We're still watching it. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
All right. So you order off the kids' menu all the time, right?
Most of the time, yeah, I do.
Have you ever had a restaurant try to stop you from doing that?
No, I've never, ever had a restaurant try and do that. And I think that's pretty weird of them to stop someone from ordering off the kids' menu.
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird for an adult to order off the kids' menu. Thank you for calling.
I think the difference between like an amusement park ticket or a movie ticket is for the kid and for the adult in, let's say, going to the movies.
Right.
The experience is the same. Where in the food situation, the kids' food and the adult food are not the same experience. It's more food.
Let's talk to, is it Keisha? Keisha? What's your name?
Keisha.
Okay, good morning. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. Well, I feel that you should be able to order what you want. For example, my daughter's been a kid, but she's never ordered off the kids' meat. So is it for them to tell me my daughter can't have a grown-up cheeseburger?
That's
because
a good point.
Her appetite is more than mine.
Hold on.
She eats more than me, so I would eat a kid's menu. She would eat an adult menu, but we're still paying our money.
That's such a good point.
I actually think that's a good point. In reverse. So, like, if a kid orders off of an adult of the adult menu.
So are they going to tell the kid, no, you can't do that? Because they're telling the adults, no, you can't do that.
Because you're not
Somebody texted in and said amusement parks are cheaper for kids because they can't go on as many rides.
Okay, what about the movie?
Okay, the movie. I mean, there are movies that kids are not allowed to see.
That's a completely different thing.
I'm just saying.
A completely different thing. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I kind of have mixed opinions about the whole kids menu and the adult situation.
Tell us why.
Main reason why is because, like, my mom, she has gastric bypass surgery.
Mm.
And so she can only eat a certain amount of food before, if she eats too much, she'll get sick, basically.
Right. Okay.
And I don't know. It's a weird
topic. Like forced. So no matter what, if she's not allowed to order off the kids' menu, is being forced to order a portion that she cannot handle.
So then maybe, what if restaurants change it then and do smaller portion menu? Some places have done that. They call it like small plates and stuff like that.
I think that would be great. I think that our portions are way too big.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. You're going to order off the small portion menu, and then you're going to finish it, and you're still going to be a little bit hungry, and then you're going to start eating my food.
If you ever have any food left over to eat.
That's right. I have to eat it quickly like a competitive cat with another cat,
Gavin,
before you start eating all of my food.
I take semaglutide shots, and I can never finish my food, so your food is safe.
I've seen it happen. Thank you so much for everybody calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.